Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Queen With It Live Podcast Show.
When I've been down and a down is up, when your half a glass looks like a half a cup, when you're running into dead ends, and everywhere you turn, we'll seize the opportunity, live and learn. Hey, go with the flow, go with the flow. Hey, go with the flow, go with the flow, baby. Now if you're tired of the man games everybody seems to play, well, it's a life of lesson, cause that game is here to stay.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. Glad to hear y'all. Glad to see y'all. I can't see y'all. Y'all can listen to me. I can't listen to you. But I'm glad that you're here. Hope y'all still downloading the show, still enjoying the show, as I continue trying to make the show the best. Hey, this is not easy, and it's not cheap. You know, you gotta pay the people to get you a cover look, do a cover, a podcast cover. You gotta pay the entertainments to do your introduction. You know, those things you gotta pay for, you know. So, when I say this show gonna get better, it's gonna take a whole lot of while to get better. It's not going to get better overnight or four seasons, you know, because I'm just learning this, you know, and I'm going to get podcast strip writers to go out there and look for the news and everything so I can read it to y'all, you know. I'm going to start true crime stories, and it's going to be a half an hour. Okay, and I'm gonna tell you the crimes all over the world and all over the country, and especially some of the biggest cities like Dallas, Chicago, Baltimore, Washington D.C., New York, and of course Los Angeles. You know, I mean, true crimes, you know, real true crimes, and I'm just gonna read them to you. Give me details, dates, and all that, you know. And my writers, they gonna look for all of that, and I hope y'all enjoy that podcast. It's only gonna be a half an hour, okay. Also, science fiction, true tales of science fiction stories, that's only gonna be a half an hour too. So just look for those podcasts on Speak and on wherever you get your podcast from, okay? Just like you get this one, it's coming, okay? Now, the science fiction thing is going to take a little while because I got to edit it and do the voice of all the actors and stuff like that, okay? So, that's going to take a while. It might be later in the year, at the end of the year, or maybe next year, okay? But it is coming. Got the cover podcast cover for it and everything. I'm going to send another edition so I can get a podcast cover to make it better and more interesting. So when y'all do see it, y'all going to say, hey, that's the one he talking about, you know? And of course, I'm gonna give a couple. What's your call for true crimes? I'm gonna get a couple for that. It's gonna be a beautiful cover, okay? And gonna be up on all podcasts, including the New York Podcast Network, including all podcasts on formats, okay? So, and when I do the transfer over to from Speak into Anchor, Certified, they run Anchor, so I'm still gonna be on all formats, but probably later on this year, I'm gonna do that transfer, okay? Probably the fifth season, we'll be running, football will be back, and probably around October, November, or December, somewhere around that time, I'm gonna make a transfer over from Speaker to Anchor, and all I have to do is record and put it up on YouTube, and there you go, okay? I'm still going to do the YouTube videos on the show where you can watch me and everything. You know, you can watch me play video games, and I won't just act like I won't see y'all and all that stuff. Just like a real talk show, something like that. Give y'all just a little entertainment, you know, and so y'all can see me act emotionally act to the show when I say the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show, and y'all can see me on YouTube act to it, you know. And I got promoters and people who help me innovate it, you know, and do help me with the video and all, okay? So it's going to be good. It's going to be a while. It takes a lot of money to do all that. I don't know when all of that going to come. And way back in season 2, I promise y'all will be able to call me and interact. We're still going to do that. But it's a long way away, okay? Get a telephone so I can intervene with y'all. Call me from wherever country you're from, whatever state you're from. We just have a good time. You be my co-host, you know. And we just have a good time talking about Donald Trump or making fun of Star Trek fans because they hate Discovery, you know. Have you stop. And guys, I love y'all. And all this stuff's going to take time because I'm writing some books and I'm trying to get all the podcasts up for at least 3 months, so I don't have to worry about it. Y'all can have the entertainment and all that, and the stories, and what I did, do, how I get what I got today, tell you my testimony, how God carried me out, pulled me out my storm, and walking with me right now, and this amazing stories, you know, for me, and hopefully some of those stories related to you in different ways. Like something like you can react like something like that happened to me. You know, hey, that's what my wife did to me or my husband did to me. You know, not in the same way, but, you know, y'all know what I mean. And the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show is still young. It's still young and like most of the podcast shows and all, still young. Fifth season. And I still got a lot to learn, you know? I'm looking at other podcasts and learning from them and all, you know? I'm just borrowing from some podcasters too. Not taking their ideas, but I'm just borrowing. Like that cover page. A cover story, what you call, you know, getting a new cover on my podcast. So when y'all see it on New York Podcast Network, y'all see a new cover. That's me, you know, doing just maybe different cover every 2 years or every 2 seasons, you know, and hopefully you'll love the true crime thing that I'll get out to you, and I'm going to do all the stuff, you know. Also, I'm going to give you the news as it happened, You know, now that's right. We gonna watch CNN news as it happened, and we gonna talk about that, and we are just gonna do billions of the new stuff. And like I said, the phone thing is coming. The Riverside thing is still coming, but I'm trying to figure out how to do it. Okay, so it's gonna be a while. Probably be maybe the 6th or 7th season. Once I get it figured out, how to do it and everything, so on, we're going to get it done. Until then, it's just going to be the YouTube. So you have to go to YouTube, subscribe to YouTube, so I can get a lot of viewers and everything, okay? My goal for this year for the YouTube channel on the podcast to reach 2,000 viewers, okay? 2,000 fans to view the video and get like maybe 2,000 subscribers, something like that, you know. And it can be done, you know. All I have to do, I got international fans and I got national fans, you know. I got probably people listening in Washington, D.C., in the Capitol. I got people probably listening in the Pentagon, you know. I love y'all soldiers. I love you Republicans. I love you, Democrats, Independents. But probably in the White House too. Probably listening to me in the White House. Everybody stop and stop what they're doing, including the president, and listen to the show. I would be surprised if that did happen. Because Washington is so boring. I know those people. The White House is a great house. I mean, it's a great house to visit and everything. But I know it got to be born working there. It just got to be born. I mean, I wanted to be a janitor in the White House. But you got to go through so much just to get the job. Oh, my God. No. No. And then seeing the same people going to the same thing every day. Security check and all that. Janitors who clean the White House, my hat's off to you. You know, and I know you probably don't do it because the paycheck. Paycheck probably really good because you're in the White House, you know. You probably get to see the president and stuff like that. But I just can't do it. You got secret services looking at you every minute. You got other people looking at you every minute. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord, help me, God. Every time I go in the bathroom to take a poop, I just hope they don't check it. I hope they don't go that far. I just hope they don't. They're going to get a whip up a smell if they do. But I was thinking about trying to get the job there. No Chimes got a contract at the Pentagon. You know, they got workers working at the Pentagon. Almost got that. But, you know, Chimes, when I went back to try to get a job again at Chimes, they felt that I needed a car or some way to get back and forth. They wasn't going to let me ride the train late. Because suppose I missed the train, I would be stuck out there, right? So the two people say, we will hire you, but you don't have no way back home. And we don't want you to get stuck out there. And something happened. So I understood. I didn't understand it then. But I understood what they was talking about as I went on. And I'd say, okay, I understand. Because I missed that last train. That last marked train. That's it. I don't have no way out. No home. No way home. Unless I take the Greyhound. You know. But I understand what they were saying. And if I want to go back, all I have to do is look at Chimes jobs and sign up again, you know. They hiring all the time, you know. And I used to go to Chimes school. So half the people probably still that ran the Chimes back in the 90s and 80s are probably still there and remember me, you know. I mean, Art, and Rich Croft is good, but no, I wish I could go back to Chimes. No, they the ones know me real good. No, how many of y'all people wish y'all can go back to the people who know you really good? You know, you left them for unreason things, and you just wish that you never went on this program, or you never joined this program. You just wish that you could have stayed with the program that everybody knows your name. Me. Don't get me wrong, Rich Croft did a lot, you know, pretty a lot, and in a lot of good ways. Did some under things that I didn't like, things too, because I'm going to tell the truth, you know, a lot of things I didn't like about Rich Croft, you know, but it's a whole bunch of stuff I do like, because I got Henry, and that's just one of the things I like about Rich Croft. They kept Henry. Henry is a great support person. He's a little slow when doing things, but he's right on time. He's my New York brother. You know, get a shout out to Jimmy and Henry, because Henry said he listened to the show. So get a shout out to the family and Jimmy and Henry, everybody. You know, and hopefully I will be joining y'all for New York, maybe next in November. Hopefully. No promises, hopefully. Because I'm thinking about going skiing, Henry and Jimmy. That's right. So, I don't know. It's kind of a twist, because I want to go skiing again. And I got the money, I got the freedom to do it, you know? So, I love skiing, and I can go to Pennsylvania, up ski Round Top and everything, or ski Liberty. And just have myself a good time. I know how to ski and everything. Just have myself a good time. So I don't know. I want to go to New York in November or go skiing in November. I got to see. It's a hard choice to make, you know. But I got a lot of time to make up for it. To think about it. And we'll have the money to do it too. And know how get up there, so be no problem. So how many of y'all like skiing? African Americans. I know the white people love skiing. How many African Americans love skiing? Because the reason I say that, some black people just don't like cold. And that's why they be praying that we don't get snow here in Baltimore. Just don't like snow. I don't know why. Snow is one of the beautiful things God created. And when you go to trees and go to the mountains and stuff like that, ooh, it's just a mountain breathful, you know. And, okay, it is what it is, you know. But I love snow. I mean, I hate staying out in it, you know. Being waiting for the bus and all, because your hands get so cold and all. And hey, I'm just thinking about, maybe I might see Donald Trump up there at the ski resort. Oh, I know how to ski. I've been skiing. I even helped invent the skis. You know, me and my company, we helped invent some skis. You know, up there lining his butt off. But I know I'm harder with him. I know. Got to be. Got to be, you know. It shouldn't act like a circus animal on his four-year run. That's all he did. Act like a circus animal. One of those loose monkeys, apes. that got away and went for president. I mean, that's the way I see it. It was just a circus show. That's all it was. Warner Brothers Barnum & Bailey show in Washington, D.C. for 4 years. That's all it was. Circus. And Barnum & Bailey's circus could have been shut down. Donald Trump brought it back for 4 years. Big circus show in Washington, D.C. And the king of the jungle was Donald Trump. Boy. What a life. What a mess. I'll never forget it. There's some things he did. The stimulus checks. He gave us two stimulus checks. And Joe Biden gave us one. But at that time, they got the Vaseline. Time Joe Biden came in office, they already had a vaccine. And that's why we only got one check from him. Because getting a fourth check was necessary, that people. I was waiting for a fourth check, too. Then I start thinking, like, no. I don't need a fourth check. You know, I'm just going to blow it and everything. Nah. We got the Vaseline and everything. Just pray people get better and we get out of this dark cloud. You know? And yeah. And it was just a mess from 2020 to 2021 and a little part of 2022. A mess. You know? And we still recovering from it. How many of y'all is still recovering from COVID-19? I mean, I think this thing gonna be around us for decades. It's gonna be worse than the flu back in 1919. I'm sure they're gonna find some Vaseline to cure it and everything in time, but still people dying from it, catching it over and over. A couple people where I work at caught it. My co-worker caught it twice. But, I mean, and we got this knucklehead going around invading people's countries and killing people over in Russia. He's over there killing people because he can't have his way. You know, and then they got another knucklehead talking about he's going to invade Taiwan. I mean, Hong Kong, you know. Hong Kong is one of the cities that I would love to visit. But that crazy president in China invade. We ain't going to have no Hong Kong. I mean, it's just crazy, people. Y'all got to stop watching the news and pay attention. And I hate to bring this up every time, but this is the world we live in. And this most people is talking about. I mean, got on their mind and things and stuff like that. But I could tell you, one person you can go to if you don't have them in your life. His name starts with G. And his last name is Christ. Okay? G-C. You have to just go to him. Just get on your knees and go to him. You know? You know the deal. You know what to do. You know who died for your sin. That's all you have to do. Nothing else. Just go to him. I'm not talking about people all over the world who listening to this show. The countries that listening to this show. The states that's listening to this show. And the more states that's coming, like California and Washington State and Chicago, Illinois, who are going to be joining this show. And all. Thank you, Texas, Wyoming, and Wisconsin, and Maryland, and New York. Thank you for keep listening. You know, got a lot of people here in Baltimore listening. Of course, Baltimore. Negative. But the Texas and Wisconsin and hopefully Arizona and the rest of the country. Hopefully y'all join Arizona, Utah, and the rest of the countries and everything. The rest of the states in the country. I hope that y'all join. Oh, sorry. Hit the microphone. Oh, God. Hope that didn't hit you. Hurt your ears. Sure did. How did my shit. Oh, no cussing. Sorry to speak. No cussing. No foul language on the Quay Willock Show. I want an audience, young audience too. You know, get them young audience something to think about so they won't go rogue. Everybody know what rogue mean. They won't go rogue and join gangs and stuff like that. Stay in school, kids. Stay in school. Believe me. You might be born, but some of the born things really make you famous and successful, okay? Believe me, the born things make you really smart, make you an adult, make you responsible, and make you real, real smart, okay? Don't matter what the wild friends say, stay in them books, you know? I like to give advice to the young kids, you know? From 13 to 17, you know. I mean, it's just too much out there. And we knew losing our young children over this stupid stuff. I mean, this dumb stuff. And not only here in Baltimore, everywhere. You know, I don't know how many mass shootings that we had on the news yet this year. I don't really want to know. You know, it's just sad. I look up mass shootings this year on YouTube, I'll probably get a lot of hits. And that's how sad it is, people. That's how sad it is. How many shootings in Baltimore this year? Right after New Year. No. Second day after New Year. How many shootings? No. You probably got it all the way up to 100 shootings the second day of the new year. Wow. Remember the good old days, you just took your fist and you just fight it out and then you shake hands and walk away? Even when you went in a game back in the 70s and 80s and 60s, they do the same thing. One member from one gang, another member from another gang, just fight it out. You stand up, shake yourself off, shake hands, and the gangs walked away. Remember the movies, The Warriors? They didn't have no guns, no AKA or automatic shotguns and stuff like that. They were just kids, warriors, you know? Great movie. Watch it on Paramount Plus. You know, they were the real gangs of America. Didn't have to worry about it. You just fight, dust yourself off, you go back to your territory, you know. You come into another territory, they just warn you, say, you don't belong here, please leave. And you do. You respect that. You know, if you live in that territory and you belong to another gang, you respect that gang. In that territory, it was no drugs, big drugs like it is now. You know, it was drugs then, but not like it is now. Fighting over territories, shooting each other, making it hard for the little kids to go out and play and stuff like that. Wasn't like it was it is now. You know, believe me, it wasn't. I mean, you get a little fight, police come arrest you. They talk to you. They say, son, get yourself together. You will stand in jail for a little while. We call your parents. Parents slap you in your head at the police station. Police laugh. Say, you deserve what you get. You can take them now. You know? Can't do that now. Even do like this to a child. First thing he do, call 911. And this is a little slap. This one slap. 16-year-old calling 911 on you. And here they come. Oh, you slapped them. You slapped them. Yeah, I just did like that. Come on, you're going with me. This is a little slap. And that's why the kids is like they are now. No respect to the teachers. No respect to the elderly. And none. And none of them know history. Probably none of them know history. Go out, hang with their so-called tough friends and all. But nobody knows the history of why you got so much freedom to do what you do. Crazy. So, your young ones who like learning, who like going to school, keep your head up. Just keep your head up and your chest out. Keep in the books. Just mashing the finish line. If you're in elementary school, just mashing going to the next level, high school. And then just start dreaming to that next level. Just get up like your parents do. Get your clothes on and just go to school. Alright? Don't worry about what the next kid doing. Do your homework. Play your little video games for a while. And just do what your parents do. Tell you to do. It's easy as that. And if you need more help, just go to church with your parents. Your mom and dad and all. You know? And Jesus will make sure you get the help. He'll be by your side. You know? Just a little word of encouragement, you know. And this now and then I like to just get that out to the young ones. Because the graveyard is just too young. Too young. You put to be burying your parents. Your parents don't be supposed to be burying you. You put to grow old. They put to watch you grow old. You supposed to watch them grow old. Help them out when they get elderly. And you supposed to burn them. They don't supposed to be burning you. But that's what we see on the news. And my condolences just go out to the people who lost their kids over this stupidness stuff. You know. This stupid stuff. And I was just watching. Okay, I'm going to change the subject. I was watching on YouTube all the stars who act up, went to jail. Remember Gary Coleman? Gary Coleman? The guy who played on Different Strokes? I didn't know he played in some movies and stuff like that. And he was one a good actor and all. But I was just watching on YouTube all the people who went to jail and everything. All the stars that died, you know. And wow. It's just amazing. Also, I got the Warriors on YouTube. I think you can watch this for free. Yeah, you can. Wow. Long time ago, you couldn't watch the movies on YouTube. And now you can watch movies like The Warrior and all that for free.
The reason I put Legion on a nice little Lamborghini is because the fastest way to...
So, I'm going to be doing my book between shows. I'm going to try to get two more shows out. So, you got a show on the 28th. And you got a show on the first. And you're going to have the show on the second. And if I do, don't fall asleep. You're going to have the show on the third and the fourth. and you're going to have to continue shows throughout the month of March. I'm sorry about February. I got two colds back to back. And when I finally came back, I did the shows. Then I left for 2 days and came back. Left again. Came back. Left again. And I was getting audience. I was getting a lot of downloads from the New York Podcast Network and other downloads. You know, I was getting a lot of downloads. So, I just thank you. And hopefully you can convince your fans, your family, your co-workers and everything to come watch, listen to the show. Okay? You have a good time. Because sometimes I get stuck on words. And I even laugh sometimes too when I get stuck on words. Some of the easy words. And sometimes I don't even remember the Star Trek actors' names. And I'm a Star Trek fan. I know I get laughed at that too. I even laugh at myself about that. And you see me, hear me coughing. Instead of laying down and resting, I'm on the, doing the show and coughing and all. So that was kind of funny too, you know. But I can't let my fans down, you know. I can't let y'all guys down. You know why? Because I love y'all guys. So I had to get up and do the show the best way I can. But I had to take care of my health. You know, I had to take that green tea, get the honey and tea, pour that honey in the tea. That cold went away, man. By a couple days, the cold was gone. Kate come, got me some cough medicine. And like I said, green tea, honey, and some cough drops. That was it. And I had a hiccup. That's all it was, a hiccup. And thanks for technology, I can call my doctor up on my chart on video, and I just tell her, I got a stuffy head, cold. I don't think I got COVID-19 because I don't got none of the symptoms. I mean, some of the symptoms is repeat, get sleepy, you lose taste, taste of appetite, and all. I wasn't losing taste and appetite. I was eating, you know. Got me some soup, put some soup in there, ate, took my cough medicine, cough drops, and went to work, you know. As soon as I start coughing, popped them cough drops in my mouth, they stopped me from coughing the whole day. Because they heard me coughing at work, first thing they were going to do, oh, you got COVID-19. No, I don't. I don't have COVID-19. Just a little cold. Got rid of it. 5 days, got rid of it. That's all. I just remember this because this is what my grandmother did when I got sick and everything. Tea, soup, honey, cough drops, and get some rest. That's all it was. Tea, honey, cough drops, and get some work. Rest and eat. Feed a cold, starve a fever. You know, and that's what the old people used to say. I think I got that right. Feed a cold, starve a fever. So, any of y'all old folks, leave a comment if I got that right. I know it's one way or the other. I know it's some way like that. But that's what I did. No, and got rest, went to work, because I wouldn't want to stay home. Nah, stayed home for a whole month, went crazy. I wasn't going to stay home. And, yeah, that just wasn't going to happen. they got the Warriors with on this day, and I got a lot of free movies, but I don't watch YouTube. I just watch the apps on my TV, you know. And guess what? Thursday, I'm going to get my replacement phone. And hopefully I can get the iPhone activated. Try to get the iPhone activated. Y'all pray for me. Hopefully that will happen. And 2 weeks after that, I'm going to have my 58-inch TV. This 40, I don't know, it's a 43 or 48-inch. But it's just too little for me. And it also got a stretch down the bottom of it. Just a tiny little stretch on the string. But I'm going to put that one put that one away, retire that one, and put this one up. The next one, the next generation of my TVs, 58-inch TV, Amazon. I'm going to be home waiting for it. I'm going to be sitting on the porch waiting for that TV. Wait for that TV to come. Once I get it, set it up, and it's on. First thing I'm going to do, play my games. Don't worry, I will be on there. I will be online. I will be on the show. And I got to tell you how it is. How wonderful it is. You know, but this the virality of things that I'm going to get for myself. You know, because I can now. My kids are grown. And they gone out in the world. And now it's time to treat me. You know, don't have to deal with the wife, because she's an ex-wife now. Don't have to deal with that. And me. You know, love them. Be there in case they're in trouble and everything. And this, say hi to them every now and then. But I'm doing me. You know, they give me. But anyway, the iPhone, the Xbox X, and the TV, it's just one of the things that I was planning to get at last year. I was planning to get these three things. Little by little, as I save my money. But I'm saving my money so I can move. And my New Year revolution is to save my money from January the 1st to January 31st for 5 years. That's what I'm doing. But when I buy this stuff, I'm buying it not all together, but separating it. Get the Xbox. I already got that. Get the cell phone. I already got that. So I got the Xbox in December. And I got the iPhone in February. So I'm getting the TV in March. But I'm also going to have to get a replacement phone. Because my 703 phone number is related to the phone that broke. So, still got to get an Android phone. And I didn't replace it every year. Upgrade it every year. And I had that phone for 5 years. Didn't upgrade it, nothing. I didn't feel like going to the store every year and upgrade a doggone phone. No. Long as it worked. It was working. Phone. Fine. So why should I just upgrade it every year? This. Nah. Hopefully I get a free phone from Metro PCS. Hopefully. Because I ain't been in there for 5 years. And we'll see on Thursday. But that's everything's going on with me. But some of y'all think, how y'all New Year revolution, y'all, the things y'all promised to do this year, have y'all broke y'all New Year revolution? You already broke it? That's a shame. Or you still got it going on? Like, you gonna lose weight? Or you gonna save money so you can go on that big trip? Are you gonna start saving money? No. A lot of people don't keep their revolution, a New Year revolution. I'm trying to keep mine. But I had this plan to get an iPhone, Xbox S, and a TV. Already had the plan. Wasn't going to buy it all together. It was going to be separated. You know, buy one and then wait. Buy one in December, then wait till tax time. Buy the other, and then later on in March, buy the other. You know, that way they're not all together, not spending all my money, separated, and I still can save. You know. Now, and keep my bills down. So all my bills is paid, cable is paid, gas and electric paid, all the bills are down. Was having a rough year a couple years back. You know, all in bills, bills is high and everything. Just having a rough year, you know. But finally, God came true. My bills is down. And blessed. Still going strong. Yes. So I hope all of y'all is blessed too. Hope everything is doing good for you in 2023. Hope you keep your New Year's resolution. And you're going to have a great year next year. And the rest of your years. Okay? Keep God close, people. He's working. He's working the drone. He's working that drone for you. And no big problem is big enough for God, for the Lord. I don't care how big your problem is. It's not too big for the Lord. Don't believe all that scientists and all that other stuff you see on TV. You know, God is real. I can testify for that. I testify for that. He is real. Believe me. He's real. Respect that. Respect it. The home that you live on right now. Respect your brothers and sisters on earth. Give him the love. Realize that his son saved you from sin. And I'm sure your day is going to be bright and joyful. And you're just going to wonder why. Well, you're doing good. According to him, you're doing good. You know? And believe me, this is the only reason why I'm there. I'm here because of him. Because of him. I don't have no up in that nuisance because people he brought in my life, especially Henry, his family, Rishcroft, and so on. Because of him, all the great people who know him, he brought in his life, in my life, including our Nancy and them and all. And you realize that you get that wisdom as you get older. As you get older, you get that wisdom of Jesus. You know, you wish you had it a long time ago, but you had to go through your trials and tribulations, and you had to learn as you grow. That's why you didn't know a long time ago. You had to learn it. You had to make your mistakes. You had to go to your mistakes, your wrongs, to realize that will make you stronger. You have to lose sometimes. You have to make mistakes sometimes. You have to make people mad at you sometimes and stuff to learn. You can't test that way, or you can't do that by yourself. You know, and I had to learn that. Y'all, some of y'all people out there is still doing things without him, without his people, without your family, still mad at people, still angry at people, still got that grinch on people. It did something to you 10 to 20 years ago. You still got that grinch on them. That rage, you know. And you can't let it go. You gotta let it go. If that's the case, Candy Family and Candy is one of the worst people I ever met. Ever met on this planet. They the worst people I ever met. And I should have a grudge against them every day. And saying I hate them and all. I don't. I forgive them. No, I forgive her. Let it go on, going on by her life. But she don't got this no more. I promise you that. Her name is Cannie Lynn Clark. She don't have this no more. She was married to Coy Wayne Whitlock. And yeah, I'm not the handsome guy in the world. I don't care. To God's eyes, I'm handsome. To God's eyes, I'm beautiful. I'm not no gifts to women. Don't want to be. The way things go nowadays, definitely don't want to be. I just want to find that companion that I can spend the rest of my life with and travel all 50 states with and just have a hell of a good time, of a hell of a good life. That's the woman I'm looking for. Just let's get in the car, pack it up, and let's just go travel. That's the kind of woman I want to see. Watch my back. I'm going to watch your back. We're going to have a good time traveling all 50 states. A world good time. I don't want you for your body. I want you for your joy, your laughter, your trust, your loyalty, and everything joyful and everything godly. That's what I want your friendship for. What comes in the package, just come in the package. You know, come with the package. But that heart, that trust, the loyalty, and everything, that's the one you focus on. Everything else come with it. To God. You know, you find that right woman. You know, just make sure you take care of her too. Okay? She will take care of you as long as you take care of her. And, you know, that saying, happy wife, happy life, is true. It is true. And I don't know about the saying, it's cheaper to keep her. I don't know about that saying. Because I got rid of her, Cannie Lynn Clark. And I still got money. Wasn't cheaper to keep her. Still cheaper to lose her. It's more cheaper to lose her. So I don't know about that saying. You just have to be lucky. I mean, blessed, you know. And maybe she a good woman to say, I don't want no alimony, you know. But most women go to a lot, and they do want the alimony. And they can understand that. You know, some men can be just be assholes like I was sometimes, you know. Thank God she didn't ask for no alimony. No. But. No. Yeah. And if she do, just pay it. Don't do like some people. Try to hire a hitman and take her out and everything. Don't do that. Okay. I mean, if you really love your wife, let her go. Don't try to hurt her or harm her or nothing like that. Okay, that's not worth it, spending the rest of your life in jail for. You know, let it go. Plenty of fish in the sea. All these women out here. If you struck gold once, you're going to struck gold again. And this time when you struck gold, just do it right. You know, just be a man or woman and just do it right. You know? Mostly men I'm talking to. But sometimes a woman too. But you understand, we had this conversation, and I'm gonna keep having them to it. It's in quarter in your head. I'm just gonna tell you some of the experience I went through, you know. And, you know. But Star Trek Season 3 of Picard is on now, running on Paramount Plus, and you can catch all your Star Trek classic and new Star Trek, especially one of the best Star Treks, Discovery. Captain Michael Burton is coming back for the fifth season, one of the great crews of Starfleet, one of the great ships of Starfleet, one of the best series of Star Trek franchise, and brought back Star Trek, you know, and can't wait to see the fifth season of Discovery on Paramount Plus, hopefully coming soon. Also, the great show, the lovable show, Strange New Worlds, that's also coming too. But Captain Picard is back with his gang from the Next Generation every Thursday, and Discovery is coming too. I don't know what's going to come first, Strange New Worlds or Discovery, but whatever comes first, they say the best for last. That's what I'm saying. They're going to save the best for last. And that's probably Discovery. You know, CBS and Paramount know what they're doing. Give them Strange New Worlds, and we will save the best for later. The best captain, the best ship, the best show in the Star Trek franchise. Discovery. Star Trek. Discovery. Star Trek. Discovery. Captain Michael Burton and her crew. Beautiful woman. Sneaker Mountain Green. Love her. Love you. Love y'all crew. And I love the crew of the new Enterprise. Christopher Pike crew. Okay? Love y'all too. But if this is going to be Discovery last season, I'm definitely going over and watch Fallout. And I catch Strange New Worlds on the reruns. Because I'm a Discovery fan. I know who brought back Star Trek. It's not fair. To me, it's just not fair. This not fair. Y'all already know what's going on. You already know in the Star Trek community. It's not fair. This not. All the facility, all the bull crap about Strange New Worlds, but nobody talk about Discovery, fifth season, nothing like that. And that's the way I feel. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. See you on the next Quake with Akbar show. And Ashley, and we love you.